now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Listening in from Riverside, San Bernardino, Palm Desert, Palm Springs, and many, many other communities around the area, including, of course, Los Angeles and, well, lots and lots of wonderful places in Southland. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this program. I am a pastor. I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a church. I have this radio program. And you could say that my church is my audience. In other words, those people who listen in. I also have a website, which I call Talk to a Pastor Online, and people actually can ask me questions there. So that's really, really cool. Now this morning, let's begin, shall we? Let's begin. What is the purpose of the Talk to a Pastor program? Well, what I would like to do is to help some of you recover from your afflictions. I would like to help some of you to refind, well, yourself and your true purpose in life. And I would like to help you to not be so upset and so stressed out and to having so much conflict. See, have you ever wondered, first of all, okay, let me put it to you this way. We all have a personal consciousness. It's something that God gave us. He gave us all a personal consciousness. Every person that you see has one. I was driving today, driving my son over to college, and in front of me was a SUV, I guess. And inside of it was a guy that was covered with tattoos from basically from the top of his neck. His neck was all tattooed, and his arm was all tattooed, and he was totally tattooed everywhere, I guess. And he had earrings in his ears. I could see that he had been degraded. I can see that he had been degraded. And that he was somehow living a life that was not what he'd been. You remember the old slogan, you know, be all that you can be? Well, he's definitely not being all that he can be. Somehow his course has been altered to be something different than what he could be. See, human beings can be very noble. We can be like George Washington, Madame Curie, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Susan B. Anthony, Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill, Albert Einstein. See, we can be very, very noble people, very talented and gracious people, or we can become degenerate. But nobody wants to be degenerate. Look, is there anybody born that when they're a little tiny babe, they say, I want to be a drug addict. I want to be an alcoholic. I want to be addicted to pills. See, I want to have substance abuse problems and food problems and relationship problems. And see, I want to be a thief, a liar, who knows what. No, of course not. Nobody says that. Nobody starts off being that way. And do you have little tiny children that say, I want to be a people-eater. I want to be a little bit sneaky. I want to be a little dishonest. I want to be a little bit phony. See? I want to be confusing. I want to confuse people. I want to confuse my husband and confuse my children. I want to pretend that I'm wonderful, but even though I'm not wonderful, I want to always act like I'm right. Make other people seem wrong. See, I want to spread misery and suffering and confusion and frustration everywhere I go. Does anybody start off saying that? No. But that's what a lot of people end up doing and being, the things that I have mentioned. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to suggest that our course has been altered, and if you could refind your purpose in life, well, it'd be a lot better. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland, and I am talking about some very important things today. I'm talking about possibly refinding your purpose in life and getting rid of your conflict. Now, I said the point I was going to make is that guy sitting in front of me in that SUV, he had a personal consciousness. A personal consciousness, the capacity of being aware. See, which animals don't have. Animals have instinct. Animals have a certain, they have an awakeness, but they don't have a soul. They don't have a personal consciousness, which each and every person has. Now, why do you think we have conflict? See, a lot of people have conflict. Why do we have conflict? It's because we're not living our own life. Look. It's as simple as 1 + 1 = 2. You know, it's that simple. Because if nobody starts off wanting to be, like I said, the long list of things that I mentioned, nobody wants to start off that way. Nobody wants to start off being hateful, resentful, judgmental, impatient. Nobody wants to start off being a drug addict or a food addict or an alcoholic. Nobody wants to be a liar, a phony, a cheat. See? A womanizer, a cheater, unfaithful, dishonest. Nobody wants to start off that way. Nobody wants to start off being confusing. So if we become that way, see, then ipso facto, it means that somehow we must have conflict with ourselves. We have conflict because we're not being what we were meant to be. We're not living according to the way we would live if we hadn't been altered, changed. See, that's why we have conflict. We are aware of the conflict. The personal consciousness that we all have is aware of something being wrong. That we have conflict. Incidentally, that's one of the reasons for anxiety. People have anxiety. They sense, see? And people have guilt and anxiety. You see, the very fact that we're not living our own life. See, and the other thing is if you're doing things that you really don't want to do you really want to be a drug addict? Do you really want to eat too much? Do you really want to be dishonest? Do you really want to steal? See, do you really want to do any of those things? No, you don't really want to. Do you want to be lazy? No, you don't want to. You don't want to be any of those things. Well, if you don't want to be, then why are you? That's proof positive that you're under some kind of control, some kind of direction, some kind of outside influence. See? See what I mean? All right. So therefore, I have just proven that you're not living your own life. Okay, now, what are we going to do about it? Well, a couple of things. Number one, you need to find out how to take care of your own personal consciousness. Maybe nobody ever said it to you that way before. You know, if you have a car, you want to take care of it. If you have a personal stereo or a personal iPad, or you have your own personal cell phone or your own personal, I don't know, anything. You want to know how to take care of it, right? Okay, well, how about your personal consciousness? See, nobody's told you that. Nobody's taught you how to do that. Are there principles? Are there rules? Are there little maintenance things? Little maintenance things, you know, like with your car, you change the oil every 5,000 miles and you do this and that. Could there be little maintenance things to help you with your personal consciousness? See? so that you might be more aware and then stop, and then stop. See? And get control. Stand in the podium of your own mind and get in control of your own life. Well, there are. There are. Okay? Now, let me give you another hint. Have you ever seen how people can be hypnotized? Maybe you've seen it on a stage where they've hypnotized somebody to, they hypnotize a person and then they say, you know, after I bring you back, then I'll snap my fingers. When I snap my fingers, then you'll take your shoe off and put it on top of your head. Or you hypnotize a person and tell them that it's very, very hot. See, and then he starts, you know, loosening his collar and taking his jacket off and so on and so forth. So if a person can be very easily hypnotized and made to do foolish things on stage, then why couldn't it also be that people might be hypnotized and made to do foolish things in life? See, I think it's very possible. In fact, that's the way it is. That is the way it is. Now, here's another thing. You remember in the Bible it talks about God's will, and then it says in the Bible, it says in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Thy will be done." See? Well, what has happened is we're definitely not doing His will. Instead, we're doing somebody else's will. But whose will are we doing? And it couldn't be a good will. It couldn't be good if it causes us conflict. See? If you're doing things, if you're eating too much, smoking too much, drinking too much, spending too much, all these things that you're doing, they don't really make sense. Then you make excuses for them, of course. But it's quite obvious that you're not under your own control. Well, how can you get back under your own control? Well, that's what I can help you with. What you need first of all is well, okay, let me keep it very, very, very simple. What you need, first of all, is to get the little meditation that we have. I have a little meditation, very nice meditation. Teaches you how to become still. Go in your room and sit down in a chair and close the door, you know, and sit in the chair and then learn how to mentally stand back from your thoughts and emotions. See, most of us are lost in our thinking. We're lost in fantasy. We're thinking about what happened, what we wanted to happen, what could have happened, rearranging the past. We're worrying about the future or about what we want to do. See? Fantasy. We're living in the past or living in the future, in the virtual reality of our imagination. But the problem with that is that there's no truth there. See? Plus, whatever or whoever might get control of your imagination, see, and can influence you. See, they can influence you through your imagination. I'm just trying to keep it very simple. And if you're lost in your imagination, then you're under influence and you don't even realize it. So first thing you could do is get the meditation that I have and practice it so you can learn to stand back and observe your thinking without being lost in your thinking. Okay, that's the first thing you can do. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome back to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and you're listening to this program. I have made the case today that few of us are really in control of our lives. That's why we end up eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, taking too many pills, spending too much. See? And we have conflict over it because we don't want to. We don't really want to. It wasn't really your idea. Somehow you've come under some influence. Okay? You do a lot of things that aren't your idea. But you think they are. And the reason you think they are is because basically you're sort of hypnotized. See? Which the natural state for human beings is to be very aware. See? So you stand back and you kind of scan your thoughts, scan the environment. You stand back and you observe life. You observe people without responding, without reacting. You observe thoughts pass by. You know, you're observing your inner self, which stands back and observes thoughts instead of being lost in them. See? But what happens is that when we fail, in reality, when we fail, and I'll mention how we fail in a moment, but when we fail, we tend to fall into a hypnotic state where we feel more comfortable, where we can hide in our thoughts and emotions. And hiding there, we feel secure. See? We feel secure. It's like pulling the blankets up over your head and pretending that everything is okay. See? So things can be really bad, but you can go to a movie and get lost in the movie and forget about how bad things are. See? Or you can fail in reality. Fail, you know, resent your parents, be impatient with your wife, with your husband, be mean to your kids or impatient with them. Be a little sneaky, a little dishonest here, a little there. Hate somebody, secretly resent them, etc., etc. See? And when those moments come with your wife or your husband or your children or your neighbor, you say the wrong thing. You get upset and say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. See? Then afterwards you retreat into your imagination, into your thinking. See? Well, because we don't want to face the fact that we failed. Okay, so that's what we do. But when you're lost in your imagination, then you come under whoever can influence you through your imagination. Are you with me? All right. So quite obviously what you want to do is come back to awareness again. Come up out of your imagination. Come up out of your emotions in which you are submerging yourself. Up, 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 and then begin to observe things as they are. See your thoughts for what they are, your emotions for what they are, your actions for what they are. Now, the reason that people don't do that, well, we have a tendency to wake up. See, there's always a tendency to wake up. A hypnotized person will start to wake up naturally. See? If you get lost in a daydream, eventually you tend to come out of it. You're going down the freeway, you're lost in a daydream, and then you pass by the exit that you should have gotten off, and you're lost in a daydream, and then all of a sudden you snap out of it, and you say, oh my goodness, look, I just passed right by the exit. You see what I mean? We tend to wake up. But the problem is, you know, if you're driving down the freeway and you pass by the exit you should have taken, well, that's no big deal. But when you fail with your husband, with your wife, when you hate your mom, when you hate your dad, when you betray somebody, when you're cruel to somebody, when we do these things, then we don't want to wake up. So we find ways of staying lost in hypnotic state. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sooner or later we have to wake up. See, sooner or later you have to accept some reality. You have to see, you have to see what's going on, but then it's very painful. See? And then our personal consciousness suffers a great deal of pain because of seeing what the mess we made. So here's the point. Number one, if you had never erred, if you'd never hated anybody, resented anybody, if you never did anybody wrong, if you didn't resent your dad and your mom, and you didn't run off and rebel and then do bad things and drink too much and smoke too much and all that kind of stuff and be a little bit sneaky and be phony with people and talk behind people's back and all that kind of stuff. If you had never done any of that, then waking up would be very easy, because then you'd wake up, and hopefully if you stayed away from your drugs and your alcohol and your marijuana and excessive emotion. See, drugs, any kind of drugs, any kind of alcohol or marijuana, they all tend to pull you down into that semi-somnambulant state. They pull you down where you're not totally aware. See, but you need to be, you have to be aware. If you want to find God, you have to be aware. You're not going to find God in your imagination. You can sing all the nice songs and read all the verses, scripture verses, and act real nice. But how do you know that you're not acting nice? Because you're programmed, because somebody programmed you to act nice, see? You don't even know that. But the point is, if you want to really find God, you find him in reality, not in the virtual reality of the imagination. So waking up. Now, what you want to do is you want to wake up, but it's a little bit painful. Now, why is it a little bit painful? Because like I said, during the time that you submerged yourself, that you failed. See, originally you failed, maybe you got angry at your dad, or you hated your mom. You hated somebody because they were cruel to you, or some kid said something about you, or they pushed you down and stole your money or something, so you hated him. See? Or you hated your dad because he was a drunk or an alcoholic, or he wasn't there for you, he was weak and a wimp, and your mom was cruel to you, and your dad just sat there and didn't do anything. There's a many, many reasons why we hate, but that's often how it starts. When we hate, it's wrong to hate. See, God doesn't want us to hate. So we have conflict with our conscience. So in order to hide from that, what do? Well, we escape into emotions, into excitements. We run off with our friends and do naughty things, and we smoke marijuana and drink alcohol and so forth to get rid of awareness of our hate. See what I mean? So that's how it begins. And then the more you submerge yourself in imagination and emotions, the more you are controllable. You don't realize it. See, you're hiding from reality, but while you're hiding, then you can come under other influence. And that's when you start being, somebody will convince you to, go steal this or do that, okay? Well, or they'll convince you, to be ambitious and, try to beat everybody by studying harder and then getting a degree in this or that, when maybe that's not the way you should have gone. It's not your life calling. It's not what you were meant to be. So you're doing it to please somebody, to get their approval, see, to prove something. But the long and short of it, that's how it started. And as over the years, you made a lot of mistakes when you were lost in that dream state, in that hypnotic state, lost in your imagination. You made a lot of mistakes, and now it's going to be a little bit painful to start to wake up and to see the mistakes and face them. If you wake up, see, allow reality to rub your nose a little bit in some of your errors, feel a little bit of pain, don't try to do anything about it, just see it and bear the little bit of pain, well, then you'll wake up and be able to stay awake. And then, in that state. You can begin to know, you can begin to know God and then discover His guidance, which is your intuition, what you know in your heart is right. You become aware of it, and then you can begin to follow it instead of following all your rotten friends and all the advice and all the influences that have moved you in the wrong direction all these years. Okay? All right. I'll be right back.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the little bit of tech support that you need to wake up and stay awake, you need a little help, something to help you, and that's the meditation. So just go to commonsensecounseling.org. The meditation is there. It's free. It'll help you. It's very simple. It teaches you how to sit still and stand back from your thoughts and emotions and come up to reality, see, and then begin to have control over your own self, control over your emotions, control over your life. CommonSenseCounseling.org or My Pastor Chat. You can go to www.mypastorchat.com. But the meditation itself is at www.commonsensecounseling.org. Until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.